would like to explain the procedure here for just a minute, if anyone has any questions. First of all, we have received some written notices and materials from two people, and we received nothing else written, so those two people will be scheduled to speak first. They will have approximately 10 minutes each to speak, and then the APC will ask some questions. After that, we will have, starting at approximately 2 o'clock, an open session. It's open to anyone, faculty, staff, or students, or the general public, that wants to come and discuss any items on the budget agenda. After that, APC will kind of go on for as long as it needs, and APC will then go into closed session after deliberation. Is that clear? Are there any questions? All right. So let's go ahead and have the general member. We'll let the mayor check on the speaker first, and then I can move on. That's our first speaker. Jim, would you care to come to the microphone? I would remind you that this is all being recorded, and the testimony is public.
From your hearing, wanted us to address two things. First of all, strategic reductions, that is the budget cuts. And last spring, the college submitted a plan for the $200,000 budget reduction, which is still a plan today. And if there are questions about it, I'll send this handout around and hopefully explain it to you. As to how those reductions were made. Staff positions involved plus a portion of another. The first one listed the grant writing specialist within the dean's office, and that position's been eliminated, but fortunately we've been able to put her into one of the departments that had grant funds for the purpose of grant writing. The next one was the vacant position, which we did not fill. And then the two on the bottom are two that we hope to find grant support for, technicians in the lab, but at this point we have not yet found that, so it would be necessary to, if we don't find that, to we're close to as a number of staff members rather. And then there was $17,000 left over, and that's spending the third block from the top. Are there any questions about that? This is the same as one of us.
So I don't know that you didn't talk about it before. As a matter of fact, we have not, the document we have has no identified personnel issues on it. So thank you for presenting this to Mr. Christian.
Okay. Any questions about it?
Is there an addition to the two office service positions that were eliminated, I believe, in January,
February? I assume so, but I...
Okay, so this is the provision.
Because there were some things there. The other thing in the letter said the organization, and as you know, we've been working throughout the past year to look at the possibility of some departmental mergers, and we're now at the place where we're getting close to the mechanical engineering and engineering mechanics departments. two chairs of those departments are here who will briefly tell you what we've done and what we would like to do. So, we'll start off.
So what we've been doing...
I'm
Joe Turek from Engineering Mechanics. We had a retreat the week before classes started with faculty from both departments, and had a discussion about whether we want to do this and working on the document to move it forward. At this point, we haven't completed the document and it hasn't been voted on, but we are pretty unanimous agreement on moving forward with this plan.
Well, I would just add that for someone who is Jeff Shield, mechanical engineering, that we are pretty much starting agreement on the programs that the new unit will be offering, including moving the graduate programs and the graduate degrees and undergraduate programs. And I think this is a way to better compete in a good hand in the future.
The goal is to have the merger document completed by October 1st, and the vote, and hopefully to have the department operational in January.
So that has no budget implications.
That's correct.
That's correct. Okay. Thank you. We are looking forward to seeing the merger plan that you requested over a year ago, and considering the problem academic from a budgetary element.
Well, last year was spent in study, and when we met the summer, we said, okay, let's see, go ahead, and this is the direction we're saying, okay.
And there wasn't much of that much?
There was. I think it was about 30 men.
Okay. Are there any other budgetary matters that you'd like to address for us? The people that have been, APC have any questions, other questions? I would like to address this. What procedures have been followed for these budgetary matters? I think some people may not have soft money to replace them. When could you give us a timeline for when that happened?
Well, the first one was new. That was the summer. I think it actually affected the beginning of the school year. Second one is a position that's been vacant for some time. The two lab technicians we are funded until December.
Yes, Jerry.
So an undergraduate who gets a degree from the this new merged department, what would that degree be called?
It'll remain the Bachelor of Science in Mechanical Engineering.
Okay.
So there'll be no different. Nothing different than what it is now.
Okay. There is no undergraduate program in engineering mechanics.
I was a little curious about the recruiting coordinator. You say this line has been vacant for some time?
Yeah. We have had in Lincoln two recruiter positions, the one in Omaha and two in Omaha. And what we've done is we've moved one person from Omaha to Lincoln, so we'll now have two in Lincoln again starting this month, and one in Omaha.
So there are
four to three.
Okay, so there are people who are carrying out.
Like but it's a reduction overall, and we're pretty staffed for four and three.
Okay. Thank you.
Any further questions? Okay, when we got the budget explanation from the Chancellor, it said that the SVCA and the dean were to conduct a study to determine whether the program in IMSC needs to be eliminated. Is that as part of the budget reduction? Is that something that has happened, that something that hasn't happened. Is there any resolution on that? That was what we were told would be the problematic impact of these budget reductions.
Well, I can't speak for what happened before I showed up. I've not been involved in any such study. I did send you a short memo in response to the memo from some of the faculty from ISMEs that have been here. I've met with the department. My intention is to try to figure out ways we can strengthen the department and not find any. The limit of a certain amount of part is $200,000 every cut. So, I'm not involved in this way to figure out if this should save money by doing my finances.
So, does it sound like your programmatic impact no longer includes?
Yeah, I think that's safe.
All right, thank you.
Okay.
All right, any other questions?
One question. One result of the two chairs, which can be, excuse me because my memory is not what it used to be, but I think when we first heard from the faculty, there was a whole group of them that wasn't just your two departments. And if I remember correctly, there was supposed to be a sort of time-long process of deliberation and discussion about how to reorganize this. So I'm curious to know if that took place inclusively, or whether something can be done about it, or how you work this past year, something that was shared. Okay. I mean, the fact that it came to this community was in this fall, and I think we were having a lot of different discussions, and there's a lot of opinions about how it should take place. So I'm just curious what has transpired since then. You didn't feel this or anything. Is that a fair question?
Okay.
Well, we spent the winter, from last fall to the winter, working on a three-department merger between mechanical engineering, engineering mechanics, and industrial management, systems engineering, IMC. We made pretty significant progress. There's a lot of serious roadblocks, mostly programmatic issues. I guess with the regime change in the spring, we step back, Hammond opened the door to rethink what we're doing, and the three chairs of Dino Hammond came to the conclusion that the most wise thing we're here at this point would be mechanical engineering. And now we're going to make some of the programmatic challenges that we face.
Is that okay?
Do you want
to ask? No.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
The next thing on the agenda is a couple of representatives from the IMSD department, Professor Susan Hyde and Professor Paul Jones. We have a fairly good statement. The microphone is yours.
I'm Susan Malbeck from the Industrial Management Systems Unit. We have our statements. We still saw, even though we talked to Dino Hammond and he said that it had been the money had been taken care of, we still saw it on the agenda, so we took the opportunity to give you some information on our department and why it's important. One of the things is that 11 out of the 12 big 10 schools had industrial engineering. And we're the only program in the state. And based on what Hamlin has told you today, we don't have anything more than what we have in our document here to offer you. But we're willing to sit in your questions today. Anything you want to add to
that? Bob Williams from Industrial Engineering. Again, the short document that Dino Hammond shared with you, I think, earlier this week. We agree and we appreciate what you said, which is basically suggesting that we'd be allowed to go ahead and develop our future plan and work with the Los Angeles office and the Dean's office to also develop the metrics that we will be judged by. I agree with that and appreciate that.
All right, thank you. Are there any questions? Dwayne?
So, I'm trying to understand exactly how this version will go down. What appears to have happened is some staff positions were eliminated, possibly supported by other funds and funding, which reduces the support per faculty member, since faculty members are not being eliminated. Now, what I guess I'm concerned about is the fact that I originally thought this was going to be a merger of programs, of undergraduate programs, such that there would be cross-teaching, courses might be eliminated or reformulated or something like that. And I don't understand how that's going to happen. I don't understand if anything like that is going to happen.
We can only speak for ourselves, but within the merger planning that we had done, Bob was our representative on that subcommittee, and we had already started revamping our curriculum to streamline it and update it.
And I think to this first part of your question, you talked about the staff reductions. It's my understanding that some initial staff reductions by the proposed merger were addressed last fall. And so I know we lost basically, a good amount of our support. I mean, we lost our administrative tech person, eventually our receptionist position went down to half time, and she left the university, so we're very low on staff. So I think in 3 units, there was staff reductions that encompassed that first budget reduction. But I believe that the other budget reduction that Ben referred to is over and above that. So I don't think those are necessarily linked together as far as programmatic issues that we are referring to.
But you will continue to offer the degrees you've always offered.
Correct. We will. And that's your
engineering. We will, although I think we will evaluate the programs that we're offering in light of the strategic plan process that we're going through. As you mentioned, Doc, we offer the only online reprogramming certificate programs within the engineering college. So one thing for us to look at is see if that makes sense to grow. I think it does. We currently administer an interdisciplinary master's degree program at the college. It's in manufacturing systems. It's at low enrollment. It's probably something we need to take a strong look at. I think that would all be part of this strategic planning process that our department.
And that would have happened with or without any type of merger. It's an ongoing process that each department goes through.
So what I'm trying to extract here is what has the merger, how has the merger actually affected your academic programs and faculty research?
Basically right now, we're not part of the merger or those other 2 units. The only way it affects us, at least in the short run, is that there are some additional teaching needs by those 2 other departments. We have some additional teaching capacity right now, and so myself and Dr. Roderick are both teaching the mechanical engineering course this year. So short term, that's the only way that I see us being involved or affected by the merger.
Well, you've lost some staff support as well.
Sure.
So, well, we believe that would have happened anyway, merger or no merger.
Well,
that's not, I just wanted to follow up on what Crystal's involvement was saying. We were concerned that you didn't start out on this plan with an idea of merging and lose a lot of support staff and things that were necessary to continue your program, and then have it halted and not part of the merger, which might then leave you out there vulnerable with no support to continue offering the programs or degrees you were offering. You're telling us The blue shoe, okay.
No, we have some, we have concerns. We have, we share the same concern you just expressed. As a group, our faculty did not make the decision to not participate in the merger.
Who did?
We don't know.
Well, I guess I was going to ask a similar kind of question. Dino Hamlin reported that at some point the spring faculty got together and reconsidered this merger plan and they came up with what can now go on. And are you saying you were not part of
that? I believe what he said was that the chairs of the three departments and he got together and discussed this.
Cool. So your chair was part of that conversation?
Correct.
And apparently thought it was a logic to it.
I assume, I mean, you didn't talk again.
So you're essentially where you were in the beginning, you're independent department, you didn't work?
Correct.
Minus
with staff.
Correct.
And also doing some cross features in another department. And so you have a total of five faculty?
No.
I see five names.
That's right. Well, these are the people that I could gather in the quick time that we noticed that it was still on the agenda. We did meet with Neil Hammond on the 9th of August, I believe. Everyone was in town, and they were. And he said that this had been dealt with, and I believe at the time he said he expected the APC, correct me if I'm wrong, but he expected that not to be on the agenda. So something in other words, that we would not be necessarily on the agenda. And then when it came down to needing to turn something in to Dr. Nunez, it was, we needed to put, stick our place, flag in the ground, so to speak. It was still on the agenda for our study. And that's what we've got to do.
Could I address this thought? Sure. And I can see, I'm not also in the chair in this room.
Okay. So. Just as a matter of procedure, we allow all the questions to be people who are going to talk. I'm sure you will have plenty of time because we're not running slow, okay. But let's just be sure that we ask all the questions that you want to at this point. All right.
Let me address the staff member real quick. We were at two staff members before this. We had one staff person leave, and the other ones have left due to attrition. So we have one staff position now, and we have the funds temporarily through soft money and for quite a while in the future to be able to hire back that second person. So I think that we're not going to have any reductions that we had when we started this process. We have right now people who are in the middle of the process and we're suffering from the fact that both of our people that have been there for quite a while have left, and so that we have new people that have been spread out. But the staff position we will be able to absorb in other ways.
The question you raised, Wayne, about apparently last year at some point there were a couple of positions to move, it's with the argument that somehow the departments would be less staff is one concerns me as well. And I guess I kind of looked at the staffing pattern in the college and I'm concerned about it, and I've been looking at a couple of posters regarding the departments and the staff. Obviously this is not a very good time to look at that. But there are a couple of possibilities. We've talked about some centralization of business operations. We could leave the departments and having to do some of those things. Therefore, the staff they had would have no time for other things. We talked about some additional reductions of staff in the college office. We've already done some of this in there, but I think by and large, a number of our departments we are staff for. How long is it going to take to change that? I agree with
anticipated question.
Shelley, do you have a question?
I just want to make sure that I'm following this because I find it a little confusing. This merger of these three different departments was proposed as the part of the budget reduction, and it has academic implications for those degrees, those faculty, students, those programs. The money was found elsewhere, and so that is no longer taking place. But two of these three departments have decided to go ahead and merge, correct? So then that merger will come before us again.
Yes.
Okay.
It will come before us when we present the document, the plan. It will be an academic issue only, it will not be a budgetary issue.
And if I understand your concerns about the process correctly, please correct me if I'm wrong. The eight members of your department now form a separate unit within engineering. Well, they could maybe form a separate unit, I should say.
So
there's 12 faculty members. I guess what I'm picking up is that you feel that the next round of budget cuts you might be very vulnerable in the next round of budget cuts. Is that correct?
That's a fair
assumption. Yeah. Individually, yes, I would say agree with that.
Well, you know, Chancellor has a player the intends to cut slices because they have departments and programs and so forth. So, of the 12 members of your department, would you say that the majority is in favor of somehow merging with another department or remaining separate?
Of the eight people who met with Dean O'Hanlon and reported back to him after we met directly after meeting with him, all of them wanted to continue with the merger.
So you wanted to merge with the two departments?
So
it was the right meeting that we had, right, meeting and seeing
So can I ask, in my hand, what's the rationale for not merging? I looked at the chairs that looked at your spots here, and they seemed to be what they were forming was a collection that they were on the department, and that the purpose was to say nine, which it didn't, where it does, and which it happens. And one of our goals as a college, stated goals, is to become a top 40 university of engineering education. And I think by merging the MME, we can move up in the rankings. IMSE is probably our second highest ranked department. It seems silly to me to eliminate our second highest ranked department. And instead, it seems to make more sense to strengthen it. And if you put them in, the EM and ME have a natural affinity, it seems to be what they were planning. And if you could strengthen the college by doing that and strengthening the IMSE. I realize that for the faculty and IMSE, we keep seeing things like this on the agenda about let's figure out a way to come so we can save money and do this decision. As you see, we can figure out another way to do the budget reduction that we were given. Far as what can happen in the future, I don't know if that's at all. It's going to happen in the future. But for now, as I indicated in the little memo I sent you, one of the things the department issued indicated to me was a concern that they thought that the metrics by which they were being evaluated were not their metrics and not of their choosing, and all of the things I suggested like that. And as with all the plan, as we want to do, is to try to point out that if you have a big start in business education, there's a big market there. So, as best I can explain it, it seems that based on the materials that I saw, I could do the same, that it made a lot of sense to move this forward because the two departments and spend together and to merge the three and the collection of the department that the unified commission.
Okay.
Susan,
just for clarification for my purposes, for what reason did the 84 assembled the network, Eno Hamlin, did they have one overriding reason why they would favor the merger as opposed to not favoring the merger? Would there be any consensus among that eight, or would that be...
I think the major concern that we had is that we had spent a year coming up with a unified plan. We had gotten through three major items: undergraduate programs and faculty distribution. We had a vote where we approved the fact that we were going to have two undergraduate programs. We'd gotten through what we were going to plan for our graduate degrees for the mega department. And our strategic research directions. We've had a vote of the faculty, the entire faculty, as a faculty. And I think that mostly we were stunned that we were out of the merger without our knowledge or consent. And it does lead us home.
So this is all just scrapped, and you're back with the same undergrad programs and grad groups that you had before the talk of any of this merger happened.
And we would have preferred to spend the year strengthening our program and doing what we're doing now, which is strategically looking at the good things that we have and enhancing upon those for the future and looking towards the future rather than spending it trying to merge these departments. But there are a number of models that we were using to make the merger, at least for the NEI portion. There's a great number of NEI programs in the nation where they both have undergraduate degrees and graduate degrees, but it's IE pretty much rolled out of as a nationwide out of NEI. And we personally rolled out 40 years ago. This is our 40th anniversary of having been rolled out of McCampus tonight.
So, could you help this committee out and make a recommendation for us as to what you think of?
Well, the faculty and IMC are in agreement that we want to continue to grow our program, whether within or without the membership or outside the membership.
Seems like a good plan.
That's our plan.
And we welcome the opportunity to do what you said and be involved with developing any metrics or things that will
Okay. Does anyone else have any questions? All right, well, thank you. And we are now opening the meeting for the open community, so if anyone else wants to stand up and support. Thank you very much. Jeff. The only other member of the audience is Alan.
I listened with the same kind of care and attentiveness that you did.
Discussion from anyone. I think what we should do is wait for a few minutes if there's anyone else from campus that would like to come. I recommend that we enjoy some coffee, tea, or water. Jelly green is provided, and we shall reconvene at 2:15 if you say anything else.
Just a point of clarification.
Yes.
We're going to have this in the official records. That's what makes it should be.